Or they have a regular tavern, we call it the tavern joint, or the bootlegger.
That's a beer joint.
Oh, that's a
beer joint.
What about Owensboro? Is that a pretty nice town?
Yeah, that's a pretty nice.
How big is Owensboro?
Well, sure, it's, I forgot what the population is.
30,000, 40,000?
I imagine it. I got a daughter working down there.
We thought we'd spend a night in Owensboro tonight.
Yeah.
She works at Gabe's Hotel.
Yeah, we remember that.
She goes there, she works behind the bar right now. She's a blackhead girl.
Yeah.
She comes at 9 o'clock and gets off 6 in the morning.
We'll tell her we saw you.
We'll tell her
That's the best place. Of course, it's a high place, but I guess you feel like it's a good place to stay when you stay, of course.
Yeah.
Well,
what's her name? Norma Jean
Richards.
Yeah.
She comes at 9 o'clock and works till 6 in the morning.
We'll win a surprise her. We'll say, hello, Norma Jean.
That will surprise her. She's never seen it before in her life.
Oh, boy, she's a talker, though. They like her awful well. There was a boy worked in behind the bar with her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't been working there very long. And this boy didn't want no girl in behind the bar with him. He told the boss down there that he'd have to let her go. He was going one, so he told him to go.
She looks like she's in, like, for good down there.
Yeah, you go there and Gabe's there, the best, nicest place in town.
Gabe's Hotel.
Would he ever use the word haycock?
Hay
for a pile of hay?
No.
Never use that.
Never use it.
So you just got bundles and you make about 20 bundles of them in a shop.
Hay, that's wheat.
That's wheat.
Yeah, hay, we make it. We put it in bigger shops, you know, great big shops. And we call, when we get out of the shops, we call it, when we stack it, we call it a stack.
Oh, yeah. Stack well, the shop, it. How big is the shop now?
Oh, it'll be as big as, it'll be 5 or 6 foot around, I guess, and about 4 foot high.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shop.
And then that stack is a big,
it'll have 2 ton or three in it. Stack will.
Well, what do you call a shelter for cows?
Well,
that's
a barn, you know.
Just
a barn.
Yeah, and then inside where you put the cow when you
bring a stable.
It,
stable. Uh-huh. They would have an entry in the barn, we call it, you know, between the stables.
Oh, yeah, sort of a
driveway.
Yeah. Well, what about the place where you keep hogs?
Well, we just call that a hog house.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, what if it, do you ever keep them, just fence them in?
Yeah, that's, we generally call it a hog lot.
Hog lot.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever call it a pen?
Well, if we make a small pen, we do. That's about 8 or 10 foot square, you see.
Oh, I see. And a hog lot would be pretty big.
It'd be an acre or something like that.
Yeah. And then, what do you call the kind of a farm where a man, raises cows and sells milk?
Dairy farm.
And then usually you got a fenced in place around the barn.
That's
what do you call
that's
that?
That's a lot called a stable, a barn lot.
Mm-hmm. And then where you turn the stock out to graze, what do you call that?
They call it a pasture.
You remember, what kind of fences they have mostly around here?
Well, sir, they have mostly barbed wire fences. Some has woven wire fence with barbed wire on top of it. But the general fence around here is about 3 to 4 strands of barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have any old rail fences around here?
No, I don't. Never see none anymore.
Nobody builds them anymore?
No. Used to be,